approaching Radio Sega. It's Night Train. Night Train with KC, the show that is as much a trip into the game world as it is into your own imagination.
Bye.
The Night Train. Sunday nights. Only on Radio Sega.
Ladies and gentlemen, dear passengers, welcome back to Night Train on Radio Sega. This is my new voice for the next few episodes. No, I can't pull it off. So hello, welcome. I hope everyone's doing well. It is a pleasure to be back on Radio Sega airwaves to host a few more shows of the first season of Night Train. I hope you can hear me okay. And I've said this in chat before the show started, but I'm tinkering with a new setup over here, so there might be some technical issues tonight, or maybe not. I don't know. That's why I said might, right? So it's not a certainty. I think for now everything's been working fine. So if you're listening to the podcast, it means I was able to record everything, and things worked, which is nice. However, let me give a big shout out to everyone listening in live. We have a bunch of new people, not new people, but new for me because I've been gone for a few weeks. So a bunch of returning people. Let me give the biggest of shout outs to Pocket Ellery, to Jamie, Resident SD, The Green Viper 8, Radio Sega Royalty, Twinny, João Pardal, boa noite, Copke, Veritex, hello Veritex, Guten Tag, perhaps, maybe, not really sure, is that like something you say when you meet someone, or when you're saying goodbye, Guten Tag, I'm assuming it's just good night, like good evening, right, yeah, maybe. Rick is here as well. I think I've mentioned Kopke. Hydro is here. Hydro is here. I think I've covered most, if not everyone, who's been chatting, who's been active for the past few minutes on chat. But if you want to join this lovely bunch of people. Tag means day, sorry. I don't know. I don't know night then, or evening. I don't know how to say that in German. Well, Veritex will teach us. Anyway, if you want to join the lovely bunch of people joining us on Discord, that's where you should be right now, radiose.ga/discord. Join us for some chill vibes, for some relaxing songs and conversation. Oh yes, gute Nacht, good night, or guten Abend. Yes, that's probably that. And you can join us for free German lessons as well. Very basic, but free, so why not? yeah. You can also join us anywhere. If you're listening in live, you can tweet at Radio Sega. Let us know. Hashtag RS Night Train if you want, or just mention Radio Sega on Twitter, and I'll give you a shout out. If you're listening to the podcast version of this, that means, for one, I was able to record this show, which is a victory on my book, and also that means you're a very awesome person, and I appreciate you very much. Hope you enjoy this returning episode of Night Train. So if you don't know, this is our Sunday night chill vibes show on Radio Sega, Night Train, and we play nothing, I mean, mostly nothing but chill vibes musics. And we have interesting conversations sometimes, occasionally, and we just want to help you relax and close out your weekend the best way possible, a relaxed way, so you can have a good night's sleep and then be ready to face the adversities of a new week starting on Monday morning. This was somewhat deep, I think. And that's what you're here for deep conversations about everything and nothing. We have played music so far. We've played a couple of tracks, by the way. So we started off with what? Wait, I have... Okay, new software, sorry. So with a track called Beneath the Mask, which is probably a version of Beneath the Mask has been played on several episodes of this season so far, probably the source track that we've played the most on this show. I'm just guessing, haven't really done the math, but probably. This was the version we played tonight to open the show with was a DOD Dwelling of Duels submission, and it was by Gamertag, Brandon Harnish, Ian Martin, Josh, and Numa Joe. So, yeah, so many people working on this nice a cappella version of Beneath the Mask. Really enjoyed that. A little bit different, something different to start off the show. And then we had From Hell Yeah, Wrath of the Dead Rabbit, From Hell with Love. Somehow we ended up, and by we I mean I ended up with a lot of tracks with love in the title. Was a little bit of, at some point it was a coincidence, and then I started to think, well, maybe I should try to find more tracks with love that would fit the theme of the show. And so we have a bunch of love themed tracks on tonight's show, so enjoy that. The conversation is very interesting on on Discord right now. Shout out to Akuma from Germany, who said guten Abend. Yes, of course. Celtic Yoshi is here as well, a little bit late but was having dinner, no harm done, that's more important than the show. And India, so very nice to see everyone joining us for this show. So let's play more music, right? Let's not just... You're not here to listen to me, Babylon. So it's Babylon, ha! Huh? No. Let's play music. And so we have some tracks that I just discovered by accident while listening to the 24/7 stream. Like this one from Blackjack. Hinotorihen. Yes. So this is called... Rising Phoenix, Eternal Love, Original Sound. Hope you enjoy. Welcome back to the Night Train. Choo choo.
Sega Music 24/7. Enjoy a late-night audio journey as you relax and let your mind unwind with the best of Sega music. Night Train with KC on Radio Sega.
definitely my kind of lyrics here on this song. Dubba 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 da. Indeed. Tears falling down my face right now. So moving. Welcome back to Night Train. That was Love's Ending Theme from Project Rub, aka Feel the Magic XYXX. Before that, we played Indoor Garden from Shining Force CD and Rising Phoenix, Eternal Love, original sound from Blackjack Hinotorihen with our good friend Takedude, singing there, which is always a plus, always something that brings a smile to my face. And I hope you're feeling relaxed. After playing that Hell Yeah track, I started to think, I don't remember the plot of the game. I just remember you're a rabbit or a bunny, and you're, I think, the Prince of Hell. That was all that I remembered from the plot of the game, which I haven't played in a long while. And so I went to good friend Google and found the plot. Ash, a skeletal rabbit and the Prince of Hell, has inherited the role of ruler of hell from his father. After a photographer takes a picture of Ash playing with a rubber duck in the bathtub, Ash sets out to kill the 100 monsters that have seen the photo to restore his image. Of course, as you do, right? Makes perfect sense, and you'd expect nothing else from the Prince of Hell. So a game apparently has received a mixed reception, has had a mixed reception. I didn't know that. Don't remember. It came out in 2012, and I didn't even know there was an iOS version that came out in 2013, or at least I didn't remember. It's been 10 years, so not really something that's been on my mind for all this time. Should have gizoogled the plot, says Jamie. Yes. A game developed by Arcado Studio and published by Sega, which is why we played this on the show. Yes, so, and from what I remember, I think I sometimes mention this when we play music from the game, but from what I remember, this was a decent game, a decent platformer. So, yeah, actually need to get it for my Steam Deck. It's on my wish list. But so that actually is a good segue into the question that I wanted to ask you guys. We've been away for a few weeks, right? The last show we did was on the 26th of March, so almost 2 months ago. The break was longer than anticipated, but I think it did us all well. So for these past 2 months or so, what have you been playing? And bonus points if you don't mention Tears of the Kingdom, but also much respect if you say Tears of the Kingdom, because, you know, that's what I've been playing for the past week, and it's a great game. So yeah, let me know. Have you played anything that you would consider a comfort game, a relaxing game, a game that you would recommend people listening into this show to play when they're feeling tired or upset and they just want to unwind and feel better about themselves and the world and life in general? Let us know. That would be a very interesting new segment for this show at some point. Let's talk about comfort games or relaxing games, like cozy games. Not necessarily Sega. Maybe we can make an exception for that segment if we ever end up doing that. We'll see. Just had this idea. Let me know what you think about that. And join us on Discord if you want to join that conversation as well. RadioSE.ga/Discord. If you're listening in, after the show aired live, if you're listening to the podcast, tweet at Radio Sega. Let us know, what comfort games do you like? Would you recommend? What cozy games do you like to play when you're feeling tired or down? That's a good topic for tonight's show. But for now, let's play music. And speaking of being tired, I think it's time for our rest. The adventurer's rest. We've played a lot of 7th Dragon tracks throughout this first season of the show. But we usually play the modern sounding tracks, right? And for example, for 7th Dragon, Yuzo Koshiro also worked on a retro sound source versions of all the tracks. And so let's play that. Let's play The Adventurer's Rest, but the retro sound source version, which is chiptune-y, and it's nice to relax as well. Enjoy.
Night Train. Choo choo. Thank you.
really love this Dwelling of Jewels track by, I don't know, never know, always a question, Tybone, T-Bone, I think it's Tybonev, I don't know. I know he's Brazilian, and I don't know what makes more sense as a pronunciation, but I don't know. And so his real name is Julian Flores, or if you want to speak with a Brazilian accent, Julian Flores. And the track's title was Caminho da Vitória, which is the road to victory. This was a Fantasy Zone remix. Very nice one indeed. Fantasy Zone The Maze remix, by the way. Part of the March Dwelling of Jewels, which was dedicated to spin-offs. This was a very nice version, a very nice cover or remix of that track. Before that, we played that track that I mentioned before, The Adventurer's Rest Retro Sound Source from Seventh Dragon. And I would like to thank everyone for their answers in terms of comfort games or games they've been playing. At some point, I think everything merged in people's answers. So, for example, Copkin said, I played Puyo Sun, Bubble Symphony, and Street Fighter games. And if you haven't been following Kopke's, I would say like corporate account, business account, maybe, on Twitter, for example, at @FRM_ashes_to_fire. You should. He does some really nice photography and montages and stuff. That's really nice. You should definitely check that account out at @FRM_ashes_to_fire. Viper 100% Sonic Adventure DX, which was surprisingly very chill for him. I would say yes, Sonic Adventure is definitely one of my comfort games as well. Whenever I decide to replay it or play through it again or even complete the game, I'm not really a completionist, but just not in terms of, you know, 100%ing a game, but completing the main story, which I often do like maybe once a year at least, or maybe twice a year with Sonic Adventure. That's something that always brings me a lot of joy and relaxes me as well. It's one of the games that I remember fondly from the Dreamcast, and a period of my life that I really enjoy looking back to as well. Kopke said, my chill game pickup would be Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed, which ties in perfectly with the latest episode of the Sega Lounge, in which I interviewed Steve Lysidid, executive producer at Sumo Digital, at the time of the release of Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. He's currently creative director, so he's been promoted. Well done, sir. Good job. but it was one of my favorite episodes to record, one of my favorite interviews to do ever. I think he was such a great guest, and if I hadn't committed to, you know, doing shorter episodes, I think we'd have like 3 or 4 hours of content, because he was willing to keep going and I had more questions. So, and he will definitely be coming back at some point for another chat, I'm sure. He was really, really open to it, and a pleasure and a joy to talk to. Shout out to Steve Lysidid. If you haven't yet, thesegalounge.com/183, that's the episode. Did you know that you can just go to thesegalounge.com/ and then put the number of the episode, and that will take you straight to the specific episode? You don't need the long URL, by the way. Never usually mention that, because I don't know if people know the numbers of the episodes, right? So that would be very specific, but I'm telling you now, episode 183. So thesegalounge.com/183, you will be taken to that specific episode whenever you're listening to this. Definitely recommended. Very popular episode as well of the show. Okay, Jamie says, the last couple of weeks I've been mainly playing Tomb Raider, fan games, levels, and making my way through the Survivor trilogy. Completed Tomb Raider, got the DLC to do for Rise of the Tomb Raider. After that, I'll be moving on to Shadow of the Tomb Raider. So, and I mentioned that I need to replay Shadow of the Tomb Raider at some point, which was the one that I played the least out of the three, out of the modern 2013 trilogy. I played the hell out of the first two, replayed them, completed, got more achievements and whatnot. Didn't do that for Shadow. I don't know why. I really don't. Maybe there was something else coming out at that time, like a Sega game that I needed to play or something. But I didn't spend as much time as I did with the other two games. But it's a trilogy that I enjoyed very much, and I really, really respect as well. Rix has been mostly playing co-op, two-player stuff with the missus. Trinity Trigger. It Takes Two. Espegaluda? I don't think I've heard of that. A Little Frogun and Demon's Tilt, sorry. Kopke mentioned that during Sega Mix Drive, shout out to Rexy, by the way. Check out Sega Mix Drive on Radio Sega. It usually airs before this show, so you can't miss it. People talked about the interview to Steve Lysett and how All Stars Racing Transform does need a sequel. So during our interview, we said, I wanted a sequel. And Steve said, does it need a sequel or more like an update in terms of content? Yeah, apparently Kopke thinks it needs a sequel, and it needs Raz, Puyo and Valkyrie Chronicles Racing Tracks. I said Yakuza as well, Like a Dragon. That's needed. Yes. Jean Perdal said, my comfort game is Sonic 3 and Knuckles. Still to this day, one of my favorite games of all time. That's a very good take, my friend. Very good take. Indeed. I don't know. I don't think I've missed anyone's comfort games. There's a discussion going on about Mario Kart versus All-Stars Racing Transformed. My take on that is very simple. Mario Kart and All-Stars Racing Transformed are both great games and both very different games as well. You shouldn't compare them. One is a kart racer, one is more of a proper racing game with a deeper mechanics and a more like a steeper learning curve as well. The other one is more reliant on items and I don't know, it's maybe a little bit more fun or casual fun perhaps, and the other is not so much. That's my personal take on that. Quote me if you want to. Hydro says, I've been delving back into Moonlighter. Love exploring the dungeons, then selling my wares. That's great. Veritech says, also played a bit Moonscars, but that's tough as nails. Okay. Yeah. This. So it's a shoot 'em up. Oh, I see, Rick. Oh, I see. Espegaluda. I think I've. Doesn't ring a bell. Actually, but yeah, it's a shump, as Adidfoot would put it. Okay, so that's it. Let me know more comfort games, more games that people should be playing right now. I've been playing so much Tears of the Kingdom, but unfortunately life gets in the way, so it's not as much. I haven't dedicated as much time as I wanted to the game. Haven't even like scratched the surface of the story, of the main story. I always get sidetracked. I see something shiny in the distance, go that way, then see something else, get sidetracked again. So, haven't even, apart from some very basic things, haven't really scratched the surface of the main story, but definitely recommend this game. Pretty big upgrade a big upgrade to the mechanics and many, many things that Breath of the Wild did awesomely. So Breath of the Wild was of the Wild was awesome. This is a big upgrade in many ways to that, in my opinion. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. Have some Lost Judgment on the house. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Enjoying the show but want more? Download or stream past episodes of Night Train from your favorite podcast service. Be sure to leave us a review if you're feeling relaxed.
Really nice track there, The Force of Love, peaceful version from RF Online. Welcome back to the Night Train. Before that, we had Lovers in Paris from Sakura Taisen 3 and Jewel of Love from Lost Judgment. Conversation in Discord has shifted over to films and TV shows. Apparently, I and some others are a bit upset that critical reception to the newest Indiana Jones film was not that great. Although it was not totally unexpected, but apparently it's not that amazing. But hopefully it'll still be better than the previous one, which was total bust. Yes. So, in terms of relaxing things, talking about bad movies, that's not one of those. That's not a relaxing thing. But That said, some people like to watch bad movies, right? Those that are like so bad they're good. That's comfort, I would say content for many people. So yeah. Jamie says Indy 4 was something. Yes. Okay. Jean Perdal also says technically the critics hated the new Super Mario movie and it was loved by fans, so I still have hope. Yeah. I mean, I don't need it to be a masterpiece, like, of the best movie of all time in terms of cinematography and stuff. I just need it to be fun and enjoyable and have heart, and which is what I grew up with the indie films. But yeah. I also, full disclosure, haven't watched the Super Mario movie yet. I don't know why. I had opportunities to do it. Things got in the way some of the times. Other times I didn't feel like it for some reason. I don't know why. I was a little bit excited for it, but then I don't know. I don't even know if it's still showing anywhere in Portugal. It probably is. But at this point, maybe I'll just watch it when it gets a home release or something. Yeah, I don't know. I was much more I was excited for a Mario movie a little bit. I mean, I feel like, and this is probably a controversial opinion, or maybe not, but I feel like the style, the fully animated style of movie would fit, or would have been a better fit for Sonic as well. So the whole, like, making it like live action with CGI and stuff, I mean it worked. The movies are great and I love them, but I would have preferred like a fully animated game or a movie. But, and so for that reason as well, I was excited to see what they would come up with for Mario, as a Mario fan as well. But as time went on, I got less and less excited for it. And then at some point I just forgot about it. And life as well. Life got in the way. It's not easy being a very old man with responsibilities. Oh god. Indy 500 is next weekend. Jamie says, is that how old Harrison Ford will be in the next movie? Nice. Oh god. Jamie says Super Mario movie is brilliant. Okay. Hashtag old man problems, indeed, Kopke. Indeed. I just turned 39 this week, which is amazing to me how old I am. So, yeah. But I don't feel old. It's just how life goes. And now we're all sad instead of being relaxed. I just ruined the mood of the whole show. yeah, so before we keep going with more music, we're very close to the end of this returning ride of the Night Train on Radio Sega. But before that, I would love to ask you guys to join me in picking music for an upcoming episode of Night Train, which is our usual passenger mix. It's coming very soon. RadioSE.ga/Night Train is open. It has been open this entire time. I haven't checked it, but I don't know if anyone added any requests to the list, but if you have, thank you very much. If not, there's time. So at some point, probably episode 15, so this is episode 12, so probably episode 15, but I'll let you know next week probably when that will happen. But probably episode 15 will be a passenger mix. So if you have any suggestions of music that you would like me to play on the show, on that episode, let me know. radiose.ch/nighttrain. That's how you can request tracks for an upcoming episode of Night Train. But now, you know, I'm old, so I just need to have a short rest. What about you? Yeah, let's do that.
Hop on board the Night Train for a relaxing trip with nothing but the best and most chilled Sega music and remixes, curated by your conductor, KC. Night Train on Radio Sega.
Thank you.
endless legend here, the Forest Spirit Wild Walkers theme from Endless Legend. Yes, on Night Train. We also played Have a Short Rest from Persona 5. And we're just about done with the show this week, which is weird because I'm not used to doing this at all anymore. It's been 2 months already, so I'm out of practice. But it was really, really nice to be back and to chat to you guys. It's definitely a highlight of my weeks. Always has been. So I'm really happy to be back for another run. Like short run. Unsure of how many episodes, but around, 10, give or take. And then we'll take another break. Because that's how this show rolls. And that's how I roll in terms of Night Train. So hopefully you've enjoyed the show. Hopefully you're feeling a little bit more relaxed for your and ready to face your new week starting tomorrow, Monday. I know I am a little bit more relaxed. I think I'm still going to play a little bit of Tears of the Kingdom before bed, because that's how addicted to this game I am right now. And that's how little time I have. So late nights are my favorite time of day right now, because that's when I can have some time to play Tears of the Kingdom. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you very much, Resident SD and the Electric Boogaloo are thanking and wishing me a good evening. Good evening to you guys as well. Hopefully you've enjoyed the show and have a great night or evening if you're still in the US as well. By the way, remember, radiose.ga/nighttrain. That's where you can request songs for upcoming episodes of the show. Also, remember to check out radiose.ga/shows for the current schedule of live shows. This coming week, if I remember correctly, there is no Sega Guys show tomorrow, but I think there's the Shenmue Dojo show starting at 8 p.m. UK time tomorrow, so Monday. And then it's just back to the Sega Lounge, because why not? On Thursday at 8 p.m. UK, should I tell you who will be on the show this week? I'll say this. It's one for Shenmue fans. So if you're a fan of Shenmue, it's a returning guest who is not Skill Jim. By the way, shout out to Skill Jim, who I'm sure is listening to at least the podcast version of this. Hope you're doing well, James. Hope you're enjoying yourself. But this week on the Sega Lounge, Shenmue talk, because why not? Because I love Shenmue. So yeah. Sadly, no Shenmue tracks this week on Night Train. What's up with that? After the Sega Lounge on Thursday, you should have the Strictly Sonic show if CD-ROM fixes his internet issues. Then Pick and Mix at 7 p.m. UK on Friday. VG Beatsbox Saturday at 10 a.m. UK time. The Hidden Palace, 9 p.m. on Saturday. Saturday Night Sega at 10 p.m. And then on Sunday is the triple threat of LMC Block from 7 p.m. UK, Sega Mixer Drive at 8, and then at 11 p.m. UK time, you have Night Train riding once more with some chill vibes. Thank you very much for listening to this show. I will leave you with not a Sega track, but in the style of the Sega Genesis / Mega Drive. So shout out to Pete Frogs, who just released this week an album with Game Chops called Genesis Gems, in which he covers pop songs, famous ones from the past, from the present, and from the not from the future, just past and present, in the style of the Genesis. Genesis Gems, recommended some tunes there. And I thought I would end this show with one of these tracks. I'll actually share the link to the album on Discord so people can check it out. Really enjoyed that. I will leave you with Night Call by Pete Frogs. And I love the original. I love two or three other versions that I know of this track as well. It's a great track, no matter how you cover it. And if you use the Genesis / Mega Drive sound font, you can't go wrong with it either. So enjoy Night Call. Thank you very much for listening to Night Train. I will see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.